那输入章我们就到这里告一段落。
So we concluded chapter 14.
我们现在看第十五章。
Let's go on to chapter 15.
十五章是接下输入章在前面做一段接下输入章
Paul continues his thoughts in chapter 14.
第一段是一节到六节。
The first section is chapter verses 1 to 6.
要叫邻舍喜悦。
And to please our neighbors.
第一小段书一到三节，务要个人务要叫邻舍喜悦。
The first subsection, verse 1 to 3, to please our neighbors.
第一节，你们坚我们坚固的人，这个我们是包括保罗跟其他的这个外邦的信徒。
We who are strong refers to Paul and the Gentile believers.
保罗是犹太人。
He is a Jew.
他明白律法在讲什么。
But he knew what the law meant to him.
但他信了耶稣以后明白因着称义不如因律法称义。
And he knew that he was justified not by the law or what he did, but by his faith in
Jesus
Christ.
那罗马教会的信徒大部分是外邦来信耶稣的。
And in a Roman church, they're mostly Gentile believers.
他们没有律法观念。
And so they were not bound by the Jewish law.
所以因着称义道理比较容易了解。
So they could accept the teaching of justification by faith.
我们坚固人数讲保罗包括其他外邦来信耶稣 的人。
So we who are strong refers to these Gentile believers.
应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不坚固的人就是犹太人信耶稣的，他对因人称义道理还不很清楚，对这样的人的软弱我们要担待。
Are to bear with the failings of the weak. The weak are the Jewish members who still held on to the Jewish law.
不求自己的喜悦。
And not to please ourselves.
你喜欢吃什么就吃什么。
You can eat whatever you want.
这个本来没有错，不算错误。
There's nothing wrong in that.
但如果也要考虑犹太人的反应，如果因为这样给他忧愁了，给他跌倒了，那就不要太随便。
But you have to consider.Your Jewish brothers, and not just to please yourselves.
第二节
verse 2.
我们个人为要叫邻舍喜悦，属他得益处，建立德行。这里的喜悦是比这讲犹太人犹太人。
So each of us should please his neighbor, the neighbor being the Jewish member.
在路加福音第十章里面犹太人问耶稣怎么才能够得永生。
In Luke chapter 10, the Jews asked Jesus, what shall we do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣问他说律法怎么讲。
And Jesus asked him, what does the law tell you?
说爱你的邻舍。
And the man replied, to love your neighbor.
耶稣你回答得对，你这么去做吧。
And Jesus said, you have answered correctly, do likewise.
法利赛人问谁是我的邻舍啊。
But then the man asked, who is my neighbor?
耶稣就讲一个故事。
And Jesus told him a parable.
有一个人从耶稣的耶利哥。
A man traveled to Jericho.
遇到强盗被逮得半死。
And he was beaten by robbers.
祭司经过没有帮助他。
A priest walked by and did not help him.
利未人经过没有帮助他。
A Levite walked by and did not help him.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人撒玛利亚人来帮助他。
Only a Samaritan man stopped to help him.
撒玛利亚人的血统不纯他有这个混就是有混血不纯的犹太人，而且信仰不纯。
To the Jews, the Samaritans were an impure race, both in their heritage and their religion.
所以犹太人把他当作外邦人。
So to the Jews, the Samaritans were Gentiles.
本来不来往。
They had no relationship with them.
在《第十章记载，耶稣向什么妇人要水喝。
In John chapter 10, Jesus asked a Samaritan woman for water.
撒玛利亚妇人说：“你是犹太人，我们是谁？为什么你要向我要水喝呢？”
She was surprised that a Jew would ask her for water.
那这个被犹太人当作外邦人的什么敬人来帮助这个受伤的人
？But in Jesus' parable, this Samaritan stopped to help a Jewish man.
耶稣问孩子说：“这三个谁是？”这个受伤人的邻舍。
So Jesus asked, who is the neighbor of this man who was beaten?
他说帮助他的。
And of course the answer is the one who helped him.
耶稣说你的答案正确。
Jesus said, you have answered correctly.
从这个故事我们了解什么叫邻舍。
So who is our neighbor?
邻舍不一定就是我们旁边邻居那个邻舍，而是需要帮助的人。
Our neighbor is not just the one next to us who we can see, but anyone who
needs help. 需要帮助的就我们的邻舍。
Anyone who needs our help is our neighbor.
在国际上有一个条约。两边打战时候
，There is a rule of conduct during wartime.
战场上一个伤兵受伤躺在那边
，When there is a soldier who is injured on the battlefield.
这个是敌军
even though he is the enemy.
但你看到他受伤在那边，你不过一枪把他杀掉。
The rule of engagement is not to shoot one who has fallen.
因为他没有抵抗的能力了。
Because he can no longer defend himself.
应该把他抬回去医院去医好他。
And you're supposed to take him back and to treat him.
变成俘虏。
And he can become your captive.
两边俘虏可以交换了。
And in the end, the two nations in battle can trade the captives.
他没有抵抗，你一枪杀掉他，很不人道。
Because it is wrong to kill someone who cannot defend himself.
还有船若是出有洪水作记号，就是表述伤兵没有武器、没有武装，你不能伤害他。
And also, medics in the battlefield wear a red cross to represent that they carry no weapons.
我第一次应当说1980年的时候啊，去印尼，我去印尼好几次啊。第一次1973年去啊，1980年已经以后经过几次以后再去啊。
So I've been to Indonesia several times. The most recent being 1980.
啊，到了索罗去，索罗啊，有个地方叫索罗。
I went to a place called Solo.
啊，那边的信徒告诉我。
And the members there told me.
大概在1960年代，共产党的游击队跟政府的兵在那边打仗。
In the 1960s, there was a civil war between the communists and the Indonesian government.
那一次共产党游击队啊打败。
And the communists were defeated.
死了很多人。
Many of them died.
那个血都飘在那个尼勒那个梭罗河啊，好像这个血河这样啊。
And their blood turned the river to red.
啊，有一个共产党的兵受伤，到附近一个山坡上医院去接受治疗。
And once a communist fighter was injured, and he went found a hospital.
那个医院医生是白人。
And the doctor was a white person.
就治好他的伤。
And he treated him.
后来政府知道了，就请医生去问话。
And so when the government found out, they asked the doctor in for questioning.
你有没有医好一个伤兵啊？
And they asked him, did you treat this person?
好，有啊。
And the doctor said, yes.
那个共产党你知道吗？
And the government said, did you know he was a communist?
好，我知道啊。
The doctor said, yes.
啊，知道你为什么医敌兵来解伤啊？
Then how could you treat the enemy?
好，我是医生啊。
The doctor said, I'm a doctor.
医生有医德啊。
And that's my job.
就是敌兵说了也医治他才对啦。
And I don't care if he's the enemy or not.
这个理由正确。
That's correct.
所以政府对他也没有怎么样。
And so the government could do nothing to him.
啊，所以什么是我们的邻舍需要帮助也是邻舍，虽然是仇敌也是邻舍。
So anyone who needs help, even our enemies, they are our neighbor.
这个是提醒外邦的信徒。
And Paul used this to remind the Gentiles.
你要把犹太人当作你的邻舍。
Your Jewish brothers are also your neighbors.
虽然观念不同。
Even though you have
different concepts. 你什么都出，他什么都不敢吃。你要接受他，把他当作你的邻舍，去同情他，去爱他。
Even though you eat all things and they do not, but he is your neighbor.
啊，再看第二节。
Verse 2.
属他独一处，你这样来体贴他。他就独一处了。
And if you do this, it is for his good, and you build him up.
然后说建立独行。
You build him up this way.
你体贴软弱就一种爱的行为。
You do this out of love.
他会学你榜样。
Then he eventually will learn from your example.
他的独行就建立起来了。
And you will build up his character.
啊，看到第三节。
Verse 3.
因为基督也不求自己喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人辱骂，都在我的身上。耶稣基督也不求自己喜悦，为我们钉十字架。
Even Christ did not please himself.
好像犹太人，他们也为了信仰缘故，受了好少多的这个逼迫。
The Jews suffered much for their faith.
耶稣为了救人，他为我们舍命。
Jesus also suffered much and gave his life.
他也忍受好多的辱骂逼迫。
He suffered insults.
不求主意志。
He did not please himself.
所以我们也不求主喜悦，要给别人得到更多的益处。
So therefore, Paul says, do not, let us not please ourselves only.
啊，第十节到第六节是第二小段，彼此同心效法基督。
Verse 4 to 6 is the next subsection.
看第四节。
Please the Lord in one heart.
从前所写圣经都为教训我们写的。这个从前写的是讲旧约圣经啊，那时候还没有新的圣经。旧约圣经所写都为教训我们写的。
Verse 4, everything that was written in the past, that is the Old Testament, was written to teach us.
以今天讲新旧都一样，都是为教训我们写的。
And so for us today, the same, everything that was written, New and the Old Testament.
叫我们因圣灵所生的人呢，和安慰得到盼望啊，圣经里面好多有信仰的人的故事。
These are written to give us examples and to give us hope.
遇到这样的苦难, 后来神都给他解决这个问题。
Through the examples of endurance and encouragement, we see how God has helped those saints in the past.
我们可以由这些人物的经历, 他的遭遇, 神对他的这个祝福, 得到教训, 啊, 得到安慰。
And when we learn and we are encouraged by these examples of faith, and we have hope.
啊, 第五节,
Verse 5.
但愿忍耐受人的安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心效法基督耶稣啊！这里说要我们学耶稣基督的榜样，要啊求别人益处，求别人喜悦，不要单求自己的益处跟喜悦。
And so Paul says that we must emulate the example of Jesus Christ and seek for others' benefit, not just for ourselves.
第六节,
Verse 6.
一心一口荣耀神。 我们主耶稣基督的父啊，我们不管做什么都要让神得到荣耀。
No matter what we do it with one heart, that we may glorify God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那七节到十三节是第二段犹太人和外邦人的融合。
And chapter, verses 7 to 13 talks about the unity of
犹太人,
the Gentile and Jewish members.
犹太人跟外邦人本来是不同血统，不同文化背景。
These members came from were of different race, different tradition, different languages, different faith.
但因为外邦人信了耶稣，在基督里面就跟犹太人、外邦人都一样，都能够合为一。But
when they believed in Jesus Christ, they became one.
第七节到八节就是第一小段，基督做了受割礼人的执事。
Verse 8 says that Christ has become a servant for the Jews, those who were circumcised.
看第七节,
Verse 7.
所以 你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。这里说，犹太人跟外邦人要彼此接纳。
Paul encourages the Jewish and Gentile members to accept one another.
因为他们所争论的是没有价值的问题。
Because they were arguing over nothing.
不要为了少数人破坏和平。
He said, do not argue and cause
distress. 应当彼此接纳。
But accept one another.
好像基督接纳你们一样。
Just as Christ accepted you.
我们刚刚信主时候，啊，所说所做有时候不如神主意。
When we first believe, then we may not please God in everything we do or say.
但主要不影响我们的得救问题，神还是接纳。
But God accepts us because and if we don't forsake our salvation.
他等我们长大。
He's still waiting for us to grow.
好像孩子小时候很皮。
Your a child might be very
会,
naughty.
会吵闹。
And well, will cry and scream.
不听父母的话。
And they disobey parents.
但父母知道孩子小时候常常会这样。
But parents know that that's how kids are.
所以他要忍耐等他长大。
So out of love, the parents continue to love them until they grow up.
当然管教也是必要的。
Their parents may chastise them.
但管教是一种爱的表达方式。
But the parents chastise out of love.
他会接纳他，不会排除他。
The parents will never reject their children.
我们也要这样彼此接纳，不要排除，主要。 这个主张或者行为跟得了没有关系的话，就应当接纳。
So in the same way, accept one another as long as we do not reject the truth or the faith.
有一个女孩子刚刚结婚时候下厨房去烧饭。
There's a young woman who cooked for the first time after she got married.
她的婆婆在旁边看。
And her mother-in-law watched her.
当场批评。
And immediately criticized her.
切菜怎么有这个切法？
How can you cut vegetables this way?
他的小姑就是先生的妹妹在那边替他说话。
And but her husband's sister spoke up.
她对妈妈说切菜没有一个标准啦。
As she said, there's no right way to cut vegetables.
每个人不同方法。
Everyone has a way to cut.
怎么切不重要，煮的菜好吃才重要。
It doesn't matter how you cut as long as it tastes good.
我的方法是你教的，她的方法是她妈妈教的。
And you taught us to cook this way, and her mother taught her to cook that way.
假如我嫁出去，我的婆婆像妈妈这样，我还有好日子可以过吗？
So imagine if my mother-in-law criticized me, then how could I cook?
她的妈妈上了一课。
So she taught her own mother a lesson.
你又比她更聪明。
Because the daughter is wiser in that way.
所以就可以接受这个媳妇的不同的切菜方法。
And so she could accept a different way of cooking.
每个人都喜欢用自己做标准。And
we have our own standards.
所以就不能接受别人不同的做法，不同的观念。Then
we might not accept someone else's way as correct.
所以圣经说我们要以基督的心为心。
But the Bible says we must have the spirit of Christ.
基督是我们的标准。
Christ is the one standard.
不管是什么主张、什么观念，只要跟德勒没有影响，应当彼此接受，不要为少数人争论。
If it is not related to salvation, then let us accept one another with our different ideas.
他说这样就会荣耀神。
And Paul says, we do so to bring praise and glory to God.
小众不能彼此接纳来破坏这个和睦，那神就没有荣耀了。
If we argue over small matters, then we do not glorify God.
第八节啊
，verse eight.
我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许的主列祖的话。这里谈到，耶稣是为真理做了受割礼人的执事，因为耶稣出生在犹太，就成为犹太人受割礼人的执事。这个执事意思是服侍他们啊。
Jesus was born as a Jew, and he became a servant of the Jew.
耶稣用什么方式来服侍犹太人？就是传福音给他们。
And he served the Jews by preaching God's truth to them.
传福音给他们是一种服侍。
And he served them by preaching.
然后要证实所应许的主话，列祖就是在罗马书上出现这个列祖上，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这三代人，就以色列的列祖。
And he confirmed the promises made to the patriarchs, which means Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神对以色列列祖应许基督要从那祖宗出生。
Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God promised that the Savior would come from their line.
耶稣成为犹太亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
Jesus is a descendant of Abraham.
为受割礼日。
And he came to serve the Jews.
就证实神应许列祖的话已经应验了。
To confirm God's promise.
第九节。
Verse 9.
并叫外邦人因为他的怜悯荣耀神，如这样所记，因此我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你的名。这里就谈到福音传到外邦。
And now Paul talks about the gospel preached to the Gentiles.
福音不但是拯救犹太人，也拯救外邦人。
The gospel is what is given to save not only the Jews but also the
Gentiles. 耶稣做仆人，服侍犹太人，也服侍外邦人。
Jesus became a servant of the Jews and the Gentiles.
就用福音来服侍他们。
Through the gospel.
关于外邦得救，在旧约好多预言。
And in fact, there are many prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the salvation of Gentiles. And before Paul was saved, he did not see the truth.
其他的门徒也看不懂。
And the other apostles did not see the truth.
后来保罗蒙主拣选成为外邦的使徒，看旧约圣越看越清楚。
But when Paul was called, he finally saw the truth in the Old Testament.
原来福音要传外邦，圣灵早就有预言了。
The God had made many prophecies concerning the salvation of Gentiles.
第九节、第十节、第十一节都提到预言里面提到福音传到外邦。
And from verses 9 to 11, Paul quotes these prophecies in the Old Testament.
我们现在看这个第十节。
Verse
10. 又说你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。十一节又说
11.
外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们当歌颂他啊。这都提到外邦要信耶稣。
And these are prophecies of how Gentiles will come to the Lord and believe.
再看十二节。
Verse 12.
又以赛亚说，将来有一系列根，就是那兴起的要治理外邦的，外邦的要仰望他。这里说到耶西，就大卫的父亲。
Here the root of Jesse. Jesse is David's father.
耶西的根不是讲耶西的根源，如果讲耶西的根源，就变成耶西的祖宗了。
The root of Jesse does not refer to his ancestors.
就是耶西这个树干所生的根。
But it is the root that comes from Jesse.
就他的祖孙。
That is his descendant.
比如说圣经讲耶稣是大卫的祖孙，这里就讲耶西的祖孙，意思一样。
And it's equivalent to call Jesus the son of David or the root of Jesse.
看启示录二十二章。
Let's read Revelation 22.
十六节。
Revelation 22 verse 16.
启示录二十二章十六节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 16.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星。耶稣自己说，他是大卫的根。
Jesus himself said he is the root of David.
那刚刚罗马书十五章的第十二节，以赛预言是说耶稣的根。
And in Romans chapter 15 verse 12.Paul quotes Isaiah's prophecy as the root of Jesse.
这个意思是一样啊。
And these are the same.
然后耶稣的根下面说，就兴起的要治理外邦的，外邦的要仰望他。耶稣的祖孙，到底祖孙哪一个治理外邦呢？
Which one descendant from the root of Jesse will rule over the nations.
其实以色列人不曾治理过外邦，反而被外邦统治过。
In history, the Israelites never ruled other nations. In fact, they were ruled by many nations.
所以说预言福音传遍天下。
But the prophecy was that the gospel will preach to all nations. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings.
地上的国度成了基督的国度。
All nations are under him.
所以治理外邦的时候，耶稣基督不是大卫属肉体的祖孙，是啊，耶稣基督成了救主，要把福音传遍天下。
So no king from history rule over the nation, but it's Jesus Christ who rules over all nations.
十三节
，13.
但愿属人有盼望的神。因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们心，属你们借着圣灵的能力带有盼望。啊，这里这个是一个祝福的话。
And Paul gives words of blessing in verse 13.
神是给人有盼望的神。
God is a God of hope.
他会因着信把很多的喜乐平安充满信徒的心。
And as you trust in him, he will fill you with all joy and peace.
就属他们借着圣灵的能力带有盼望。
And you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
信耶稣的人会得到这种喜乐、这种平安，活在盼望当中。
This is the joy and the peace and the hope we have when we believe in Jesus Christ.
借着福音，犹太人跟外邦人合为一的。
Through the gospel, the Jews and the Gentiles became one.
所以不要为了出东西问题来引起争论，破坏彼此之间的和睦。
So Paul says, do not separate in matters of food.
啊，那我们早上就到这里告一段落，下午再看第三段，就是十字节以下的。
So let's conclude the morning session, and we shall continue in the afternoon.
下午我们来看十五章的十四节到二十一节。
This afternoon we're going to start with chapter 15 from 14 verse 14 on.
第三段是外邦人做外邦属徒的任务和柱像。
So this is the third section of being a minister to the Gentiles.
第一小段是十四节到十六节要所献上外邦人蒙神悦纳。
The first subsection is from verse 14 to verse 16 is to be dedicated for the Gentiles to be please God.
十四节。
Verse 14.
弟兄们，我自己深信你们是蛮有良善，充足了诸般知识，也能彼此劝诫。这里谈到保罗相信罗马的教会能够彼此劝诫。
Here it mentioned that Paul is convinced that the churches in Rome, they can instruct one another.
彼此劝诫就是爱心的表现。
This is a show of their love.
又说他相信他保罗相信他们蛮有良善。
It's also mentioned they are full of goodness.
有良善的心才愿意彼此劝诫。
Only a heart full of goodness can instruct one another.
有良善的行为，劝诫才有功效。
And only if you have a good conduct, then your instruction will have effect.
如果自己表现得不怎么好，就显得能力。
If you do not perform yourself very well, then you lose the authority to instruct others.
又充足了诸般的知识，因为有知识才懂得怎么去劝人。
Also, they are complete in knowledge so that they know what to show other people.
这个知识属灵的知识。
This is a spiritual knowledge.
就明白圣经的真理，有属灵的知识才懂得怎么去劝人。
That is to know the Bible, to know the truth, so they know how to instruct others.
所以保罗认为这个罗马教会信心是非常好。
Therefore, Paul believes that the Roman Church they have very good faith.
保罗相信他们是有爱心的，能够彼此劝诫，而且良善，愿意劝诫，还有劝诫能够发生功效，又有诸般的知识，懂得怎么去劝人。
And Paul believes that they are full of goodness, complete knowledge, and competent to instruct others with good effect.
看这个十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的记性。特因神所赐给的恩典这里谈到保罗所说的这类话是一种提醒，并不等于罗马教不懂这个道理他们已经懂了，但还要提醒他们的这个记性。
Here Paul mentioned that there's one thing he wanted to remind the church in Rome, not because they don't know yet. Here is just as a reminder for them.
他说特因神给我的恩典。
And this is because of the God, grace from God.
这个在十五章已经讲过。
This we mentioned this in verse 12 already.
十五章的三节说，我凭着所述我的恩对你们说话。这个所述的恩是讲保罗蒙见的当使徒这个恩典。
In chapter 12 verse 3, here it says for by the grace, the same grace that Paul mentioned here in verse 12. chapter 15.
也就是用使徒的身份来告对他们说话。
So therefore he was talking to them as an apostle.
看回来罗马书第十五章的第十五节说， 特因神给了恩典，就特因我都被神眷念，得了使徒这个职分的恩典。
And go back to chapter 15 verse 15, it says, because of the grace God has given me.
他要对罗马教说这些话。
And that's why he wanted to speak this words to the Roman churches.
看16节。
Verse 16.
属我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，教所献上的外邦人，因着圣灵成为圣的，可蒙悦纳。保罗说他是外邦的使徒。
Paul mentioned here he is the minister for Gentiles.
他是为外邦人做基督耶稣仆役来服侍大家的。
He's doing this to serve as a service for everybody else.
他是福音的祭司。
He is the priest of gospel.
律法书的祭司要献祭给神。
In the old times, the priests were to offer sacrifice to God.
那保罗不是律法的祭司，而是福音的祭司。
And Paul here, he is the priest of gospel.
那他要献什么东西给神呢？
What is he going to offer to God?
要把外邦人当作祭物献给神。He
is going to offer the Gentiles to God.
我们受洗就跟着同钉十字架，同死同钉十字架。
When we were baptized, we were nailed on a cross with Jesus Christ.
基督受洗的羔羊。
Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
他献祭就把定十字架就把祭物献给神，所以十字架好像祭坛。
So he sacrificed, he offered himself as a sacrifice on the cross.
我们受洗就是跟着同死同定十字架，所以受洗也是一种献祭的行为，好像耶稣定十字架也是一种献祭的行为。
So therefore, baptism for us is an act of sacrifice.
所以每一个人信了主都已经献给神，属于神的。
So once we are baptized, we are dedicated to God.
因为保罗是外邦的使徒，也是福音的祭司，所以要把外邦人当作祭物献给神。
Because Paul is the minister to the Gentiles, therefore he wanted to offer the Gentiles as sacrifice to God.
这些献上外邦的时候，因着圣灵成为圣洁。Because
of the Holy Spirit, they become clean.
就受洗罪都赦免，有圣洁的身份。
That is that their sins are forgiven after they baptized.
加上圣灵帮助过着圣洁的生活。With
the help of the Holy Spirit to live a holy life.
就会赎的要洁净才可以献给神，不洁净的不能献给神。In
old times, in the Old Testament, you have to be cleaned in order to be offered to God.
外邦因着圣灵成为圣洁，可以当作洁净东西献给神，能够让神悦纳的。
And Gentiles, similarly, they are cleaned by their baptism, therefore God will be pleasing to have them.
所以我们每个人过着圣洁生活，这样才可以献给神。
And therefore we need to have a holy life in order to be dedicated to God.
17节到19节第六小段，到处传扬基督的福音。
The second section, verses 17 through 19, is to preach the gospel throughout the world.
看17节。
Look at verse 17.
论到神的事，这里所谈到神的事，就是献祭这一回事。
Here it's talking about the service to God.
看希伯来五章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。这里谈到祭司要办的属神的事，就是下面所谈到的献祭。Here
in chapter 5 verse 1 mentioned the priests are selected to do things for God.
看回来罗马书15章17节。We
turn back to Romans chapter 15 verse 17.
论到神的事，就论到献祭这一回事。Here
is talking about the service to God.
我在基督耶稣里可以夸口的，他要夸口什么呢？就是把福音传开了，让好多外邦的信了耶稣。So
what Paul glories here is that he can spread the gospel to Gentiles.
可以把这些外邦人当作祭物献给神。Therefore
he can use the Gentiles as a sacrifice to God.
完成他的任务。
To accomplish what he was supposed to do.
他组织这个来夸口。
And this is what he glories in.
然后18节说，
In verse 18,
除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提。他所提的就是耶稣基督他所行的事情。
And he would not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through him.
他所行的就是把福音传开了。
What he has accomplished was to spread the gospel.
主提他既有言语、作为、用神的启示的能力、圣灵能力，使外邦人顺服。他怎么能够把福音传开呢？
How was he able to accomplish this?
就是借着言语。
And that was through his words, what he said.
从人通常是用话语讲出来,
Normally when we preach the gospel, we say it through our mouth.
也可以用文字写出来,
we can write it down in words.
用文字写出来, 我们叫文宣, 用口传出去的叫口宣。
If you write it down, it's a literacy preaching. If we say it out, it's a verbal.
用言语, 可以用文字, 把神的话传出去。
We can use our verbal technology, we can use our verbal technique as well as
那为了让,
words to write them down.
为了让所传的福音能够叫人接受, 他这里说, 靠着圣灵的能力, 神迹求的能力, 还有圣灵的能力, 再能够外邦的顺服。
In order for the gospel to be accepted by others, he has to go through the needed power.
外邦的拜偶像也有一些奇怪的经验。
The Gentiles, when they used to worship the idols, they had some strange experiences.
魔鬼是用这些异能来迷惑人。
And Satan will use those supernatural things to confuse people.
好像使徒八章记载腓力到了撒玛利亚传福音。
Just like we recorded in the book of Acts.
行邪西面的行好多的奇事来迷惑人。
When Philip was trying to preach the gospel, the demons will perform evil miracle to confuse people.
但腓力奉耶稣名行的神比他更大。
Yet Philip was able to perform a greater miracle in the name of Jesus
Christ. 所以又连行西面来信耶稣。
And therefore, everybody was baptized in Jesus Christ.
保罗就靠着圣灵能力，才有能力来叫外邦人顺服。
And Paul was able to do same thing.
许多时代他们不能传到什么地方去，就会有很多神迹奇事叫大家来信耶稣。
And no matter where they went to preach the gospel, there will be miracles accompanying them.
我们真叫几十年来，不管传到什么地方去，也是一样用神迹来把福音传开。
And we, our Jesus Church, has preached the gospel around the world with miracles as well.
很多人信耶稣，因为看到我们有神迹的这个这样的体验，他们就接受了。
Many people came to see the miracles and they believed.
一般基督教他们有的神学家牧师认为神迹已经成过去了。
And some other theologians will tend to believe that the time for miracles are past.
他们说许多有神迹没有做，现在没有了。
They will say that it's indeed true they had miracles 2,000 years ago, but now they're no longer here anymore.
过去的人所说的教育普遍不是很高。
In old times, people did not have good education.
社会比较落后。
And the civilization was not as advanced.
所以需要靠神迹传开。
And therefore, they needed the miracles to preach the gospel.
现在大家教育水准普遍提高，而且好多的这个医疗设备。
Now, with the advancement in education as well as in medical technology.
所以不必靠神迹可以把福音传开。
So we do not need miracles anymore in order to preach the gospel.
但圣经说，耶稣基督昨天、今天、永远都一样，不改变。
The Bible tells us that God is yesterday the same as God today and tomorrow will never change.
他的能力不改变。
His power will not change.
他的爱不会改变。
Nor will His love.
随时随地，我们只要有信心，祷告就有神迹随着。
Anywhere, anytime when we pray, God will be with us.
我从信主到现在，家里都体验好多神迹。
Since the day I believe myself, until now, we had many miracles in our family.
这个在我写的，我现在看见神里面好多见证。
And we have many testimonies.
所有的神迹都是因为遇到困难，祷告得到的。
Those miracles all came through our prayers when we encounter difficulties.
所以信心都是因为被逼出来的。
So all the faith actually was due to a situation, difficult situations.
我们有病的时候很习惯就是看医生。
When we get sick, our normal response will be to go see a doctor.
医生没有办法医治，才找耶稣，求耶稣医治。
They only come to Jesus when the doctor cannot heal us.
过去台湾没有健保劳保，看医生很贵。
In the old times, there was no healthcare system for everybody, therefore it was very difficult to go see a doctor.
过去台湾是农业社会的时代，一般弟兄姐妹都比较穷苦。
And people used to be very poor.
所以有医生，有病就找医生，不必花钱。
So when they got sick, they would just go see Jesus, which is free.
因为这样神迹很多。
And therefore, there are many miracles.
那现在因为有健保劳保，看医生，台湾挂100块就可以看医生。
Nowadays, there's this full health coverage for everybody. It's very inexpensive to go see a doctor.
有些老信徒说，他们从前信主时候，台湾好多神迹，为什么现在好像神迹减少呢？
The old believer will ask me, how come in the old times there are so many miracles, yet Today we don't see any as many.
因为神的行善的机会都给医生拿走了。
Because the doctors has taken away all the opportunities from God.
每组信徒排队挂号时候，耶稣在旁边看过，说：“我又失去一处机会了。”
Every time a patient will register for a doctor, the God will say, "I lost another opportunity."
不是神的能力减少，是我们信心退步。
It's not because God has lost His power, but because we have lost our faith.
这个不等于说是看有病不能看医生。
I'm not saying here that we should not go see a doctor when we get sick.
耶稣说健康的用不到医生，等于说有病可以看医生。
And Jesus said, "Those who are healthy do not go see a doctor. Only the sick ones need to do so."
但看医生也不要忘记祷告。
But if you want to go see a doctor, please do not forget to pray.
为什么看医生还要祷告呢？
Why do you still need to pray even if you go see a doctor?
因为有时候可能会误诊。
Because sometimes doctors make mistakes.
可能下错药。
They may give you the wrong medicine.
这种事情在医学上常常有这个报告。
It happens all the time.
所以我们祷告是求神让医生能够诊断正确，下药下得对。
So when we pray, we ask the Lord to let the doctor make a right diagnostic and give us the right medicine.
可以说最好的治疗。
And to give us the best treatment.
这也是要靠神的恩典，神的能力。
We need to still rely on God's power and His grace.
有的信心特别强，就是不管什么病，绝对不看医生。
Some will have a very strong faith and no matter how sick they get, they will not go see a doctor.
但这种信心一种恩赐，不是每个都有。
And this is a special gift. Not everybody will have that.
凡事不能强求。
You cannot force it.
假如这个特别恩赐的信心，他可以不必看医生，一直祷告。
If you have the special gift, of course you can just keep on praying.
一般人通常都也有看医生，也有祷告。
And normally for us, we all pray and we go see a doctor at the same time.
看医生并没有违背信仰，但是祷告更重要。
It's not against our faith to go see a doctor, but it's more important to pray.
因为过去台湾没有健保劳保，传道人从总会领的钱很有限，生活多很节俭才够用。那家里有人生病，就得找耶稣，不必花钱。
And therefore, in the old times, because people are poor and the preachers with the few little money that they got from the church, they did not feel like spending that amount of money to see a doctor.
因为做人就可以体验好多神迹。
Therefore, there are so many miracles.
保罗传福音的时候，就用神奇的能力、圣的能力把福音传开的。
So Paul used the power of God to spread the gospel.
看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
甚至我从耶路撒冷主转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。保罗传福音很积极，到处去传，造了一大圈，到处去传福音，把人传遍了。
So I can see here, Paul is very, very active in proclaiming the gospel of God.
十七到十九节就是第二小段，到处传基督福音。现在我们看到二十节到二十一节，就是第三小段。立柱做栽种的工作。
Now verses 20 and 21.
二十节，我立了柱像，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。这里谈到保罗是开拓传道。
And you can see here that Paul is the adventurer.
他说我栽种亚波罗浇灌。
He says that when I sow the seed, Apollo will water it.
栽种就传福音，建立教会。
To sow the seed is to establish the church.
浇灌的牧养继承的教会。
To water the seeds is to pastor the church.
这个就两种不同恩赐。
Two different kinds of gifts.
因为保罗恩赐是传福音、撒种、建立教会。
So the gifts for Paul is to spread the gospel.
所以他立柱像已经有人传过的地方，他不去传。
So his ambition is not to go to where gospel has already been spread out.
因为他的恩赐属于传福音、建立教会，而不是牧养教会。
So his gift is to preach the gospel.
所以已经有人传过了，他就不想去。
So he does not want to go places where people has been to already.
免得建造在别人的根基上。
So that he would not build on somebody else's foundation.
二十一节
，verse 21，
就是经上所记，未曾闻出他信息的，将要看见；未曾听见，将要明白。就是说，到没有人传的地方去传的，这样才能够把人传开。
So verse 21 says, it only can spread the gospel across if you go to place unknown.
台湾的神学院已经数出几年的历史。
The theological school in Taiwan has a history of over 40 years.
就从1963成立到现在。
It started from year 1963.
到目前为止，毕业台神学已经有100多个。
And so far, we had over 100 graduates.
也有从外国去念，然后回到外国去当传道。
And some of those came from different foreign countries than they went back to their own country and when they graduated.
几十年来，台神毕业的传道差不多都是注目教会的。
And after several decades, all the pastors that graduated, they used to they're pastoring their local churches now.
我常常想，应当传道人有的有传福音恩赐的，就组一个布道团，到处去传福音。 音建立教会。
Oftentimes, I think that those of the pastors who are gifted in preaching the gospel should rather they should be sent out to preach the gospels.
好像外教也有宣教团、布道团，到处去传福音呢。
Just like some other denominations, they have different missions for different duties.
那有不得恩数的传道就不必注目教会，就是组织一个布道团，到处去传福音。
If somebody has a gift for spreading the gospel, they should go out instead of
pastoring the church. 那有牧养恩数的就在教会牧养教会。
Those who are gifted in pastoring the church should stay with the church.
就是把牧养跟宣教分开。
Therefore, this way we can separate out the preaching the gospel from pastoring the church.
啊，虽然要虽然我这个想法，但是很难去实行。
Even though I have this idea, but it's quite difficult to carry it out.
有一次，一代表的一个代表提了议案。
Once there was one representative proposed this.
他说应当传道人要组织布道团到处传福音，然后有牧养恩数的给他留在教牧养。他提这个案。
So he proposes an agenda to separate out the pastors from those one who preach the gospels to those one who pastor the church.
那时候我当宣会事务者。
And that time was the person in charge of this situation.
啊，我说这个意见很好。
Therefore I actually quite agree with him.
那如果把现在几个传道拉出来组织一个布道团
，If we do now, then take a few pastors out to form a
可能不是一个团队，可能两三个团。
There will maybe quite a few different groups.
那注目教会传道拉几个出来组织几个布道团，相对的各地教会牧养教会的传道就减少。
And if we do that, those people who stay behind to pastor the church, the number will go down drastically.
那牧养教会传道缺少，这个各地教负责人长老要讲道机会就更多。
And then because the number of pastors are decreasing, we need more deacons or brothers and sisters in the church to go to the pulpit to give service. And then the representatives was afraid. He was afraid to keep on going further.
传道人每天读经要讲一遍道理不那么困难。
It's not very difficult for a pastor to prepare for a sermon if he study Bibles every day.
长老就是负责人，他们有自己的工作。
For those elders, deacons, however, they have their own worldly job.
也没有错过什么神的训练。
They are not formally trained either.
圣经道理懂得很有限。
Their understanding of the Bible is quite limited.
然后常常排他讲道太有困难。
And it will be very difficult for them to give sermon very often.
有一个负责人告诉我。
There's one person who's in charge that used to tell me.
你们传道人一个地方注目三年五年就到另一个地方去。
For you as pastors, you stay one place 3 or 5 years, then you move on.
啊，到另一个地方去会炒冷饭啊。
Then you can just use your old material again.
你在那边讲道嘞？到那边也是可以讲这个潮人话嘛。
If you go to a different place, you can just use your own material.
我们负责一辈都在这里，没有人话可以潮啊。
Our local church here, the deacons and the elders were not going anywhere. Therefore, we cannot go to our own material.
每次都讲新的。
Therefore, we have to come out with new material every time.
哪里有那么多新的
？Where do we get so much material from？
所以他们听说要增加讲道机会，就不敢再讨论了。
So when they heard that they were supposed to give more sermons.In this case, then they were afraid and they stopped.
那一个案就这样收回去了。
So that proposal just died like that.
理想是很理想，但做也是有它的困难。
Of course, it's a nice proposal, but it's very difficult to carry out.
但保罗建立一个教以后
，But here Paul, when he established a church,
就教会当地的长老
，There'll be local elders in the church.
我们看使徒二十章。
Let's look at the book of Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的十七节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 17.
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。啊，这里说保罗请以弗所的长老来。
Here Paul sent the elders from the church over.
看二十八节。
In verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全族监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。啊，保罗对以弗所教会长老说：“你们是全族的监督。”
Here he told the elders in the church that you are.You need to watch over the flocks.
要牧养神的教会。
You are here to pastor the church of God.
保罗也差派提摩太、提多到各城去安立长老之事。
Paul also asked Timothy to go to different churches to anoint elders and deacons.
保罗建立个教会通常不做很久的时间留在那个地方，等到这个教会建立起来，他就。把这个教交给长老，就去牧养，然后自己又到另一个地方去开拓。
Normally, Paul will establish church in a new place, and then he will hand that over to deacons and the elders in the church to take over.
可见保罗在传福音时候，他一方面传福音，一方面也在训练那些将来可以继承他工作的长老之士接棒。
We can see that in his process of preaching the gospel, he also training the future leaders of the church.
你要派他去牧养教，你要有东西给他去牧养，就是有灵粮给他牧养。
If you want him to pastor the church, you need to show him what to do.
所以保罗应当是要么传福音，要么也在造就那些苦用的人才。
So therefore, Paul was training materials to work for God.
就是圣工人的训练。
Those are the holy worker trainers.
所以传道不是只有晚上安息讲的而已，应当要多找时间训练工人。
So for a pastor, it's your duty also to preach holy work, to train holy workers in addition to preaching.
传道要把教交给他去牧养，你需要给他懂得怎么牧养，有给他牧养用的这个灵粮，才有办法去牧养他的教会。
You need to show them how to do and give them a material so that they can pastor the church for you.
啊，我们通常晚上聚安息聚不一定有什么主题，就是今天讲的跟明天讲的不一定有连贯。
And sometimes when we have services at night, we do not necessarily have a very coherent theme.
啊，但是呢，讲习会有主题，所以每一个道理都是有系统、有连、互相有连、有连的关系的。
In the Bible seminar, however, we have a coherent theme that we go from the beginning to the end.
因此，教会如果常常举行圣经讲习会、圣工的训练，以后传道人才有办法把教交给教会去牧养，然后助理去开拓教会。
Therefore, if we have this kind of Bible seminars more often, then we can train more holy workers in the church.
属读书的教会历史很短。
The history of the churches in the apostle time is not very long.
降临建立教会3000个受洗差不多公元30年。
It was about 30 years after Christ when the Holy Spirit came down to establish the church.
啊，老约翰差不多公元95年98-97年就离世。
And John left the world in about 95 or 98 years after Christ.
所以使徒书的历史很短。
So the history is very short.
但看保罗写的书信，知道当时的信徒信心都很好。
But if you look at Paul's letter, you can see that the believers had very good faith at that time.
而且保罗放心会把教交给长老去牧养，然后他助理到另一个地方去开拓。
Paul was able to left the church behind to his elders and deacons so he can move on.
可见他除了晚上的聚会或安息聚会之外，应当也很看重这个工人训练，还有一般性的讲习会。
So we can see that in addition to his normal sermon, he also pay attention to holy worker training.
啊，再看这个下面22节。
Now let's look at verse 22.
22-29的第数段形成的计划。
So verse 22-29 is his itinerary to a different to visit a different place.
啊，第一小段是22-24节，他希望到罗马去。
Then verses 22-24 is his plan to visit Rome.
22节，我因多次被拦阻，总不能不得到你们那里去啊。保罗很想去罗马，但是几次的拦阻没有办法去。
Paul really wanted to go to Rome, however, quite a few times he was hindered from going there.
是什么拦阻他没有讲。
He didn't mention what prevented him from going.
很可能是传福音工作很忙，抽不出时间去。
Most likely was due to his busy schedule.
23呢，但如今我在这里再没有可传地方啊，这个地方大家都传遍了。
In verse 23 says, now there's no more place for him to preach here now.
保罗写罗马书在哥林多写，所以他说的这个地方就是哥林多一带地方，他都传遍了。
So this place refers to the places near the Corinthian church because he wrote the letter.
哥林多是当时的一个大城市，他把这个大城市每个地方都传遍了。
Corinth was a very big city at that time, therefore he was able to preach all throughout the region.
在这里已经没有可传地方了。
There's no longer any space for him to work.
所以我可以到你们那边去。
And therefore he can go to Rome now.
然后到，而且这几年我切心想望到苏班牙。去的时候可以到你们那里啊，这个书本就是西班牙，想去西边呢，路过你们那边去罗马看你们。
So he wanted to go to Spain. On his way, he can go visit Rome.
西边呢是当初最北的地方。
Spain was the northmost place for them at that time.
保罗想去那边路过罗马去看他们。
So on his way to Spain, he can go visit Rome.
24节。
24.
盼望从你们那里经过，得见你们，先与你们彼此交往，心里稍微满足，然后蒙你们送行啊，这个是本来的计划。
And this is his original plan in verse 24.
但是现在改变计划了。
Now his plan has changed.
这是25-27节。
In verse 25-27.
啊，第二小段，现在要往耶路撒冷去。
Now he needs to go to Jerusalem.
啊，25节。
In verse 25.
但现在我要往耶路撒冷去攻击圣徒。26节。
26.
因为马其顿和雅盖人乐意做出捐献给耶路撒冷的圣徒中的穷人。27节。
27.
这 故人是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因为外邦人既然在他们属灵好像有份，就当把养生之物供给他们啊。这边谈到他为什么改变计划。
This is mentioned the reason why he changed his plan.
因为他要把马其顿亚盖人奉献的钱拿去耶路撒冷帮助耶路撒冷的穷人。
The reason is because he needed to take the contribution from the people in Macedonia and Archaea to help the poorest in Jerusalem.
当时的马其顿省三个教会。
The time there were three big churches in the province of Macedonia.
第一个是腓立比教会。
One is the Church of Philippi.
是欧洲的第一个教会。
That's the first church in Europe.
就记得使徒十六章。
That's in verse chapter 12 of Acts.
以利亚一家信耶稣，犹大的家做祭典，传传开，建立了腓立比教会。
That was the first church in Europe.
第二个教会就是帖撒教会，记在使徒第十七章。
Second church is Thessalonian church in Acts chapter 17.
第三个是比利亚教会，记也在使徒十七章。
The third church is also recorded.In Acts chapter 7.
三个就是马其顿省三个教会。
Those are the three churches in the province of Macedonia.
亚该省有两个教会。
Achaia province there are two churches.
一个是哥林多教会。
One is the Church of Corinth.
记在使徒十八章。
It's recorded in Acts chapter 18.
一个是坚固里教会。坚固里在罗马书十六章一节有一个坚固里教会，这个是属于亚该的教会。
Another church is the Church of Sancrea, is also established in the province of Achaia.
这些教会都是外邦人教会。
Those churches are all churches by Gentiles.
耶路撒冷教是犹太人教会。
The churches in Jerusalem are Church of Jews.
他们本来不同血统、不同文化背景、不同语言。
Of course, they have different cultural background, different language, and different ethnic background.
但现在信耶稣是一家人了。
Now they all believe in the same Christ, the same family.
知道耶路撒冷好多穷人需要帮助他，他们就乐意帮助他们。
So when they learned there were so many poor people in Jerusalem that need help, they were willing to offer.
关于他们热心帮助耶路撒冷穷人那一种做法，在哥林多后书八章也有提到。
This was also recorded in the Second Corinthians
chapter 8. 哥林多后书的第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我把神数给马其顿众教的恩告诉你们。第二节。就他们在欢乐中受大试炼时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们肉捐的厚恩。第三节，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且过来力量，助你甘愿乐意的捐助。第四节，再三的求我们准他们在供给圣徒的恩情上有份。这里谈到马其顿众教会怎么样爱主。
Here it mentioned how the churches in Macedonia they love God.
他们知道耶稣的信徒很穷。
When they learned that the disciples in Jerusalem are very poor.
但马其顿众教也是很穷。
However, the Macedonian churches are quite poor too.
虽然他们很穷，可是想到耶稣的信徒更穷。
But even though they are poor, the churches in Jerusalem are even in the worst condition.
所以在很困难当中，还自己超过力量来奉献要。帮助耶路撒冷穷人。
In their difficulties, they offered to help the poor people in Jerusalem.
在主里面是一家人，虽然本来是不同种族，但是因为同样信主，所以他们在困难当中还要来帮助这个耶路撒冷穷人。
Even though they are of different ethnic background, they are all in one family in Lord. Therefore, they wanted to help.
看罗马书第十五章。
Now let's turn back to Romans chapter 15.
刚刚所看的这个二十五节、二十六、二十七节就谈到，因为要把亚该亚人的奉献拿去耶路撒冷，所以改变行程，要先去耶路撒冷。
So because of this, the offering that Paul needs to take care of, he changes his plan.
二十七节说，这是他们愿乐意的，没有人强迫，他们乐意的。
And verse 17, they were pleased to do though. It was not by.
其实也算是所欠的债要还，就爱心的债要还爱心的债。
This is actually, indeed, they owe this to them out of their love.
因为外邦人在他们属灵而好像有份。就应该把养生柱供给他们，因为他们信耶稣因亚伯拉罕缘故啊。
Because the Gentiles believing came to believe because of Abraham.
神对亚伯拉应许要给从他祖孙出现基督成为救主来拯救亚伯拉的祖孙，也要拯救世界是各国的人。
God has promised Abraham that out of his descendants there will be saviors for his people as well for all nations in the world.
所以外邦人能够信耶稣是因亚伯拉罕缘故。
So the reason why the Gentiles can come to believe is because of Abraham.
犹太是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。犹太人是亚伯的祖孙。
The Jews are obviously descendants of Abraham.
帮助一个穷人，等于是在欠债欠的人情的份，
这个债。 are helping the Jews here, they're actually repaying the what they owe to Abraham.
28, 29节是第三小段，经过罗马去西班牙。
So verses 28 and 29 is a small section where describing how they.
本来计划是要去西班牙，经过罗马去看他们。现在改变计划，先去耶路撒冷，然后要去西班牙的这个半途啊，去罗马看他们。
So their original plan was to stop by in Rome on the way to Spain. Here they have to go to Jerusalem first.
看二十八节。
In verse 28.
等我办完这事，把这善果，这个善果就是奉献的钱啊，向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里，然后去西班牙，就路过你们那边去罗马，然后去西班牙。
And here he's gonna go to Jerusalem first, then go to Rome, then go to Spain.
二十五节，我为小的去时哦，必带着基督奉着恩典而去啊。他说要来罗马，不是空手来的，要到带很多基督恩典到罗马教会来。
When he come to the churches in Rome, he will not come empty-handed, but with the full measure of blessing of Christ.
他要带什么恩典去罗马教会呢
？What kind of blessing is he referring to here?
就是用神的话来造就他们信心。
Is to edify their faith through the words of God.
给他们灵性长进
，so that they can grow in their spirit.
或者是有病的弟兄姐妹为他按手祷告，给他病得医治。
Maybe those brothers and sisters who are sick will be healed by him by his laying hand.
对、yeah, ，做这个做基督恩典。
These are all blessings of Christ.
所以传道人不管派到什么地方去，要带基督恩典去。
So no matter where a pastor is sent to, he also always go with the blessing of Christ.
你就有神同工。
Therefore, he will have the work with God.
有神同工才能够把基督恩典带到那边去。
You can only have the blessing of Christ if you have God working with you.
那有没有神同工自己？知道弟兄姐妹看得出来。
You will know by yourself and your brother and sister can tell as well whether you have God working with you.
台湾的传道原则上注目一个教会事务最短要一年。
In principle, the pastors in Taiwan, when they pastor a church, they had to be there at least for a year.
如果有神同工，可能被留任三年五年。
If God works with them, they may have stay there for 3 to 5 years.
那有的传道一年没有神同工，一年在信徒的感觉好像很久。
And sometimes if God does not work with them, 1 year seems too long for the believers.
为什么一年还没有到
？How come the year is not still up yet？
就像信徒听到，如果是感觉对自己有帮助的、有内容的，一个钟很快过去了。
For example, if you believers listen to certain sermon, if they're very helpful for them, they think that 1 hour will pass by real fast.
如果那他感觉那处的道理对他没有什么造就，感觉像一个钟很久还没有到。
On the contrary, if that sermon is not very useful for them, they feel this is a long, long, long sermon.
有人说什么叫短篇文章，什么叫长篇文章
？And what's the difference between a long article and a short article?
他说有内容的长不算长。
If you have true content, a long article is not really long.
没有乱内容的短不算短。
If you do not have anything to say, a short article is actually not really short.
所以长短是由读者的感觉去评断，而不是由长短文章去决定长不长。
So for an article, it's not the number of words that counts, whether what the reader can get out of it.
保罗就是要把基督的恩典带到罗马去，所以他们也是很期待他去。
So Paul here wants to bring the blessing of Christ to Rome, and the people in Rome also looking forward to it.
在罗马书一章他已经讲过他要去罗马。
In Romans chapter 1, he already mentioned that he wanted to go to Rome.
在十五章又讲他要去罗马。
Here in 15, he mentioned it again.
结果他没有去成。
In the end, he wasn't able to make it.
他去罗马两次都坐牢去的。
And 2 times he was there, he was in jail.
第一次记载在二十八章，坐牢两年。
The first time it was in Acts chapter 28, he stayed in jail for 2 years.
后来得了释放。
So when he was released later.
第二次去罗马坐牢，记载在启示录第四章。
Second time he was in jail over there in Rome, was in recording the Second Corinthians.
那是尼禄皇帝说，尼禄王的时候。
That was during the time of King Nero.
那一次被判死刑。
That time he was sentenced to death.
所以他很想去罗马教，结果去坐牢，当作囚犯的身份，而不是当作传道身份去教会看顾他们，看牧养他们。
So he really wanted to go to Rome. However, twice he was there. Both times he went as a prisoner.
人的脚步是神所安排、所引导的。自己想要做什么，不一定神的意思要你那么去做。
Our footsteps are all guided by God. We may want to do something. God's will may be different.
第五段是35节到33节，请罗马教会代祷。
And finally, verses 30 to 33, he's asking for the prayers from Roman church.
看三书节,
Let's look at verse 30.
弟兄们, 我借着我们主耶稣基督, 又借着圣灵的爱, 劝你们一有一同竭力, 为我祈求神, 保罗, 请罗马教为他代祷。
Paul is asking the church to pray for him.
虽然保罗很恩数,
Even though Paul is very gifted,
但是他还感觉需要弟兄们为他代祷。
He still feels a need for others to pray for him.
代祷的内容从31节到2节里面谈到三项。
There are three things he mentioned that he won't pray for in verses 31 and 32. He wanted to go to Jerusalem. He knew that when he go there, he would be persecuted.
不是怕逼迫,
he was not afraid of the persecution in it by itself because he really actually he was afraid this will hinder his holy work. He's ready to die for God. How would he be afraid of persecution?
所以请罗马教会代祷，叫他脱离犹太不顺从的人，并不是怕逼迫，而是怕因为逼迫。
He be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea is not because he's afraid, but rather he does not want those to be hindering for his holy work.
第二件说，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献，可蒙圣徒悦纳，这个是我的祷告。
Second matter is that his service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints there.
耶路撒冷穷，信徒虽然很穷，但他们有自尊心呢。
Even though the believers in Jerusalem are quite poor, they have their self-respect.
尤其犹太人是神的选民。
Especially the Jews are the chosen people of God.
亚伯的祖孙。
The descendant of Abraham.
他们很有优越感，这对自己的民族很有一个优越感。
They have a very strong sense of pride.
他们向来看不起外邦人。
They oftentimes look down upon the Gentiles.
因为外邦人没有行过礼，是不洁净的族类。
Because they feel that those guys are not even circumcised, they are not clean.
很穷也有自尊心啊。
So even though they're poor, they still have a self-respect.
所以去帮助他，他不一定会接受。
So they may not accept those help from outside.
因此要为这个事情祷告，让他们能够接受。
So that they can accept this.
有时候我们看一个弟兄姐妹是生活有困难，想帮助他。
Sometimes we encounter brothers and sisters who are in need of help.
他也不一定会接受。
They may not accept the help, however.
我们可以告诉他，你现在需要。
We tell them that now you are in need. We have the means to help you.
所以我帮助你。
Therefore, I help you now.
以后神祝福你，可能你会富有起来。
So maybe in the future, God will bless you, you'll be wealthy.
有一天可能会穷下来。
One day I may be poor.
那你那时候也可以来帮助我。
And maybe that day you can come back to help me.
那我也会接受啊。
I will accept your help.
你现在不接受，以后你要帮助我，怎么敢接受呢？
If you do not accept my help now, how dare I accept your help in the future?
这样讲说，可能对方会接受。
And this is one way that the other party may feel acceptable.
因为当我们要帮助一个人说，他会想是不是有不对的企图呢？
Sometimes when we try to help others, they may feel we have an ulterior motive.
这样他都不敢接受。
That's why they are afraid to take our help.
帮助他不是有什么企图。
If we truly help them without any ulterior motive,
主是想要解决他目的困难。
If our only hope is to solve their problem,
把他这一家人,
to help them, to help their family,
他就比较容易接受。
And that will be easier for them to accept.
保罗第二件求罗马教代祷的是让犹太人可以接受这个真相。
So the second prayer that he wants is to have the Jerusalem people to accept the gifts.
32节代祷的内容第三项。
The third prayer item in 32.
并叫我顺着神的主意，欢欢喜喜到你们那里，与你们同得安息。这里说。 他要到罗马教会去，是要顺着神主意去的，不敢强求。
Here mentioned that when he come to the Rome, he will come by God's will.
我们不管求什么，都要有这个原则，顺着神主意，不要自己说我要怎么样就怎么样。
So no matter what we ask for, we also keep this in mind. Everything will be by God's will.
马太26章记载，耶稣在客厅祷告时候就是这样。
This is the way Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, recorded in Matthew chapter 25.
他说：“求天父让这个杯离开他。”
He asked the Lord to take away this cup from him.
但他不敢强求。
But he wants God's will be accepted.
他说：“只要照你的意思，不要照历史。”
Do things according to your will, not my will.
保罗去罗马也是不敢强求，要。 按照神的主意去，如果神不许他去，他也不敢去。
So when Paul wanted to go to Rome, he also wanted this to be by God's will. If God's will is not so, he does not want to go.
啊，我们再看三到三节。
Now let's read chapter verse 33。
第三小段祝福的话。
This is a word of blessing.
愿属天的神常和你们众人同在。阿门啊！保罗书信常常有这样的祝福的话。
And this kind of blessing words filled in Paul's letters.
我们的神是属天的神。
Our God is a God of peace.
他与我们同在，我们就有平安。
When He is with us, we'll have peace.
保罗有时候在书信的开头，有在中间，有在后面，有这样的祝福的话。
God, Paul also always mentioned this either in the beginning or in the middle or in the end of his letters.
啊，现在我们看十六章。
Now let's turn to chapter 16.
十六章大部分都是问安的话。
Chapter 16 is mostly personal greetings.